Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 3rd of November. We're getting ready for bonfire night. And, well, what an epic week. No, not Apple's Tim Cook coming out. Or the fact that Victoria Beckham has been named as one of the entrepreneurs of the year. Or that the Chuckle Brothers have actually teamed up with Tinchy Strider. It's not even the news that Her Royal Highness the Queen is now on Twitter. Great news for us is we got some copies of Thinking in 3D, our new book, delivered to us the other day. Looks very good. Much more news coming soon. But let's get cracking with this week's 3D thoughts. And idea one is to, well, dwell on this and see whether it works in or doesn't work in your business, hopefully. We caught a train a couple of Saturdays ago to Sheffield on a Saturday night out. And just as we were driving through the beautiful countryside that is South Yorkshire, the driver announced, unfortunately, there was no ticket collector on the train. He then went on in a very scripted fashion that we wouldn't be able to pay for our tickets and then apologised for the inconvenience that this may have caused us. He did this three times in the same scripted fashion during our 20-minute journey. A couple of things actually struck me as we travelled. A, the cost of waste to Northern Trains for not actually having a ticket collector. There were 20-odd people on the train who could have paid. But also the scripted announcement seemed to sum up the whole operation. And one of the things that they want to take maybe a lesson from is a great 3D business, Southwest Airlines, where their staff are encouraged to demonstrate their personality. It's called empowerment. How empowered are your people to actually make this stuff work on your business? For example, maybe he could have said, unfortunately, there's no ticket collector today, so that means you've got yourself an extra £3.75 this evening. Enjoy a drink on us, or maybe put it in the charity box in the station. It's up to you, but have a great evening. It's a great opportunity to make a thing of it and delight us, but they didn't. And idea two builds on this, because it is all about the people. I was very luckily speaking at a conference in Hamburg last week, and we stayed at the Radisson Blue Hotel, which is all very pleasant. Because it was our first time in the city, we took the opportunity to spend a couple of days exploring it. We were keen to see the sights, but unfortunately had no real idea of where to go. That was until we met Jesco, a 64-year-old waiter who looked after us during our evening meal. As well as providing with exemplary customer service throughout the meal, he completely engaged with us, and having found out what we were looking for, he gave us details of all sorts of places to go based on what we said we liked. No scripted or automatic responses there, but a genuineness and a real interest in us. And it seems obvious, he took a great pride in doing it, but it's simple stuff. The result, delighted customers. And then, fantastically, we had a great second customer experience on Northern Trains, this time coming back on Saturday night, late night, totally opposite experience previously. We met a wonderful conductor called Kay, who had an incredibly cheery approach to the whole thing, despite a large number of drunken and disruptive passengers, not us of course. She told us she'd been working the train for 17 years and absolutely loved it, and you could tell that by her whole demeanour. She restored her faith in Northern Rail. So, one of the things to think a bit about, are your frontline people encouraged, empowered to create great customer experiences and show their personality? Do they actually do it? Do you actually recognise and reward them for doing it? And when we talk about customers, it's internal customers too, don't forget. And idea three is to do this. So new research suggests that 87% of professionals believe face-to-face meetings are essential for sealing a business deal. 95% of professionals believe face-to-face meetings are key to successful business relationships. 48% of business owners admit to spending less time meeting clients and customers in person compared to 5 years ago. 47% said they've lost a contract to a client because they didn't meet them face-to-face enough. So go on, do it. Get out there, meet a customer you haven't spoken to for some time and build those relationships. Have a great week.